Here's a story about another Christmas and another war from commentator Ed Palm.
Here's an in-country Vietnam War Christmas carol. Jingle bells, mortar shells, VC in the grass. Take your Merry Christmas and, well, you can guess the rest. This is a family show, after all. That little jingle pretty much sums up the way the Marines in my unit felt about any and all attempts to make us feel better about spending Christmas in a combat zone. Ironically, all the well-meant gestures on the part of the command, and even the folks back home, only made it worse. Of my two Christmases in country, the first one was definitely the worst. It was bad because I was still in Da Nang, in the rear with the beer, as we used to say, and I got picked to go to the Bob Hope show. I don't mean to sound ungrateful about that. Bob Hope was a wonderful man, and I'm sure he and his entertainers meant well. Joey Heatherton braved the wet stage to dance her heart out. Nancy Sinatra was there, boots and all. I still remember one of the jokes. Bob told us that Congress was beginning to question the cost of the war, so we should look next for coin-operated machine guns. But it was the finale that really made us all homesick. The cast led the audience in singing Silent Night. I think we all left the show feeling worse than when we arrived. I know I did. My second Christmas in Vietnam was a happier one. I was out in the field, living and working in a Vietnamese village, as a rifleman and patrol leader with the Combined Action Program. There was a Christmas truce, of course, so the day was pretty much a day off. But insofar as celebrating the holiday went, the command left us alone. I've thought a lot about the differences between those two Christmases over the years, and about whether it was just me. I don't think so. I remember how in my day, Bob Hope and company used to package the filmed highlights of all those visits to the troops into a television special. Eventually that made me wonder who all those USO shows were really for. Were they really for us, the troops? Or were they finally aimed at assuaging the collective guilt of the country that sent us? After all, life went on pretty much as usual back in the world, while we were sweating it out in Vietnam. Now, far be it from me to be the Grinch who would steal Christmas from today's troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. I expect that this Christmas the troops will be treated to a highly publicized good meal, along with some well-covered celebrity and VIP visits. And most of the troops will probably enjoy that, as far as it goes. But don't be surprised if, like me, some come home feeling ambivalent about Christmas forevermore. Ever since the Christmases of 1966 and 1967, I've had trouble getting into the Christmas spirit, especially the whole peace on earth, goodwill toward men scene. And I suspect other veterans feel the same way.
Ed Palm is a retired U.S. Marine major and the Dean of Social Sciences and Humanities at Olympic College in Bremerton, Washington. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.